It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Your Portland Trailblazers. It's the offseason for them. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got, you know, the NBA finals still going on.
28 other teams.
It certainly is. They made a couple of assistant coaching hires over the weekend.
Yeah, no, I broke the news of Patrick St. Andrews joining the roster overseas. I want to say Eurohoop broke the news of Tiago Splitter joining the Portland Trailblazers roster. And these are two, I think, very, very, very good hires. When I started kind of hearing behind the scenes that Splitter was going to join this weekend, I started kind of diving in and asking around and seeing what I could find out about what other potential hires they may be doing. And Splitter is a guy who I think people will remember him for his playing days with the San Antonio Spurs. Mm-hmm. He wasn't this like tremendous counting numbers.
Brazilian?
Yes. Yeah. But he was a great role player on those very, very, very good Spurs teams. And I think if you hear Tiago Splitter, you think of Fabrizio Alberto and you know, like those teams. Mm. But Splitter's been working as assistant coach now for 5 years, 4 years, excuse me, because he's the head coach for Paris basketball. He took the place of Thomas Isolo when he left and came over to the Grizzlies last year. Mm-hmm. But Splitter's a guy who, when asking around the league, both in Houston and in Brooklyn, talking to people at both places that have worked with him, they think he might be a future head coach in the NBA. The same was true of St. Andrews. Mm-hmm. Patrick St. Andrews, a lot of people call him Saint, but he, both those guys, glowing reviews mm-hmm. from everybody that I talked to. And Splitter, he took over Paris basketball, and Isolo had them running their offense there, and it was basically the best offense in EuroLeague. It was incredible. There was a little bit of fall off from first to third mm-hmm. With Splitter, and the reason Splitter left is because a lot of those players were going to leave the organization. It was like, time to go. and it's also to get easier to get a head coaching job in the NBA if you're already in the NBA. No, don't be wrong. Like Isolo, like if you're a standalone,
or David Blatt.
You can get those opportunities, certainly, but with his team
as
not
long
looking,
as LeBron likes you.
Yeah, well, in Splitter's case, his team getting worse was not going to put him in a great position.
Right.
So, comes back over here. Sean Eichen, shout out to Sean. He reminded me the Blazers once pursued Tiago Splitter when he was with the Spurs, gave him an offer sheet that he ultimately ended up signing back with the Spurs. But mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's coming full circle now. But Splitter is a guy who cut his teeth in the NBA as a player development guy his first year, and then on the bench for Kenny Atkinson and Steve Nash with the Brooklyn Nets. Two very, 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 very good basketball minds, particularly on the offensive end and making adjustments and how they see the game, which I think kind of feeds into how Splitter goes about things. And then a year in Houston under Ime Udoka. Again, Portland ties. Most of that roster, I should say not most of, a bunch of that coaching roster is made up of guys from the Portland area, guys that Ime is very familiar with. And talking to a couple guys at the Rockets, they credited Alperen Şengün's growth in the 23-24 season a lot to Tiago Splitter.
Okay.
He's been a guy that I think, number one, he's a former big man in the NBA, and so guys are going to kind of expect that. So him getting a chance to work with a young Donovan Klingon, I think is something it's very good to look at. What's unclear right now is what roles guys are going to go into. I reached out to folks with the Memphis Grizzlies and got an understanding on St. Andrews and his roles. 2 years ago when he was brought to the team, he had familiarity. He's a part of the Greg Popovich coaching tree, as is Taylor Jenkins. He worked with the Bucks, and I talked to some people with the Bucks who also had the same things to say about him. Brilliant mind, offensively talented, gifted. However, when he got brought to the Grizzlies, his first year there, he ran the offense. Last year, he ran their defense. So he's on both sides of the coin there.
Okay.
He was Taylor Jenkins' number one assistant in Memphis before being let go, and Isolo kind of...
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
A bloodless coup, as it were.
Gotcha.
When they made the decision to go down that path. But everybody I've talked to has said the same thing. Both these guys are on path to be, you know, they think to be star kind of head coaches in the NBA in the coming cycles. This is a bit of a change for the Trailblazers. Mm-hmm. They're going for guys that are more on the ascent.
Okay.
And they're clearly looking at guys that are going to try to optimize some things, I think, offensively. Now, mm-hmm. they lost their defensive coordinator type coach in Roy Rogers.
Right.
Nate Bjorkgren was kind of responsible last year with the Trailblazers. I think people thought that he was responsible for the architect of their offense. That was actually Chris Fleming, who was doing more of the offensive game planning side of things. Now, all the coaches are all a part of it, but right. Roy was your defensive guy, Fleming was your offensive guy. And I don't think it's a secret that they needed to get a little more creative on the offensive side of things. Mm-hmm. So you bring in two young, up-and-coming performers on the coaching circuits that can maybe inject a little bit of life into you offensively while keeping a lot of your defensive principles and kind of what you're going to see going forward. What's going to be interesting is who's going to run the offense, who's going to run the defense.
Yeah.
Like, is this going to be a St. Andrews offense or kind of like which one of these guys is kind of front of the bench? Is Splitter going to be back of the bench?
Mm-hmm.
For those that don't know, usually the guys in the front of the bench, those are your lead assistants. The guys in the back of the bench are your player development guys and things kind of that are a little less forward facing.
Right.
What's unclear right now what roles those guys will have. Now, I would imagine that St. Andrews is going to be a guy that's going to be front of the bench. He was Taylor Jenkins' number one assistant. He's kind of got a little bit of the star, but all of the praise that I got from Splitter, I could see a very real world where both those guys are on the front of the bench and your lead assistants become Splitter, Bjorkgren, St. Andrews.
Okay.
I could see that happening pretty clearly. I think the Blazers are probably going to hire one more coach.
Okay.
And they'll probably have that in place here in the coming weeks because they want to have that done before they get to the NBA draft. So everybody kind of has their input and how things.
Right.
Now, ultimately, it falls in the front office, but you want to make sure things line up and make sense.
Yeah.
What's unclear right now is who's going to coach the G League team because Sergey Oliva, the assistant general manager, coached the G League team last year. Uh-huh. I think they're probably promote from within. I think that you're probably looking at a guy like Jonah Hirschkew,
okay,
which might leave an opening on the bench, which is why they might look somewhere else.
Right.
But you're starting to see the staff come together. They also, on last week, they hired Quentin Crawford,
okay,
who was the head coach of the Kings G League team.
Okay.
And I reached out to some folks with the Kings. They all said the same thing. Like he's very bright, but his ability to generate relationships with players is very good. And that was also something I was told about Splitter. In regards to Isolo in Paris, they said, you know, Isolo's probably a better X's and O's guy,
uh-huh,
not as good on the personnel, like people side, where Splitter's reviews there were rave. Like, uh-huh, everybody's like, somebody sent me a clip of like a quote of him saying, you know, sometimes I just want to hug a player. Like he's not a screamer. He's not a yeller, which very much falls in line with Chauncey Billups. Like, uh-huh, don't be wrong. Chauncey can be stern and he will give it to you straight.
Right.
Doesn't really raise his voice. Like that's not, mm-hmm, really who he is, which is kind of funny considering he comes from a team coached by Larry Brown who,
yeah,
chewed them up, spit them out and left them on the pavement.
Real red ass.
Yeah. But it's very interesting. Both these coaching hires, actually all three of these coaching hires from what I've been able to gather, these are promising. I think they're heading down the right, mm-hmm, path here. And, you know, this is from the time Chauncey was hired until now, Mark Tyndale is the only guy that's left from the original staff. And he's on the player development side. So it's going to be interesting to see how this kind of all comes together and shakes out. But I like these hires,
okay, which,
you know, it's always hard to know exactly what is going to happen and where they're going to go with things and,
right,
what their responsibilities are going to be. It's a lot of guessing,
mm-hmm,
even during the season.
Yes.
Like that's kind of closely guarded type stuff. But I think these hirings are all promising. Like,
okay.
That's the thing that I like out of this.
Well, good. So, and you said you expect probably one more hire.
Yep.
Now, with these guys that they've just recently hired, kind of being young up-and-comers, do we think maybe you'll have a little bit more of a veteran presence? Maybe somebody that has, like, head coaching experience? Well,
they've got Bjorkgren, who did only have the one rough year in Indiana. I if you're talking about experience, like, you know, St. Andrews has been a number one assistant. And he hasn't, mm-hmm, been a head coach at the NBA level. I wonder if they go get that guy. But I think Chauncey now, with 4 years under his belt, you kind of wonder, like, it's actually kind of crazy. Like when you look around the NBA, Rick Carlisle at 7 years or 6 years is like the sixth longest tenured head coach.
Yeah.
Like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I mean, Carlisle replaced Bjorkgren.
Yeah. Like, okay. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and you start looking at how quick and how fast teams are turning over coaches. Like, mm-hmm, I wonder if the Blazers and Chauncey feel like maybe necessarily they don't necessarily need to have
that kind of veteran
guy
presence.
Because Chauncey's got, you can say what you want about Chauncey, but he has the respect of that locker room. Those guys, mm-hmm, play hard for him. We know. And I know you have your objections, but like, the things that you questioned, I think they're addressing. And as far as like offensive ingenuity, and as far as the buy-in and the care and how they want to develop, I think they got guys that make sense for that. So they certainly could go get a veteran head coach. I don't know necessarily if they have to at this point because their staff is a bit more experienced than it has been in the past. And I think they're heading down the right path.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.